With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The suspect in the shooting of two National Guard members is now facing a first-degree murder charge.
Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, announced the upgraded charges after the death of 20-year-old specialist Sarah Beckstrom. Pirro said the suspect drove across the country to launch an ambush-style attack with a .357 Smith & Wesson revolver. He initially faced charges of assault with intent to kill while armed and possession of a firearm during a crime of violence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fears about the artificial intelligence boom turning into an overblown bubble have eased off a bit following a recent stellar earnings report from chipmaker NVIDIA. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis acknowledges there are benefits and dangers attached to AI.
It's been used effectively as a good tool to assist us in writing and in composing and planning and so forth. It's not something to be ignored. It can't be trifled with. It can be very helpful, but it can also be incredibly dangerous.
Boeing and NASA agreeing to keep astronauts off the company's next Starliner flight to the International Space Station.
That announcement comes 8 months after the first and only Starliner crew hitched a return trip to Earth aboard SpaceX. In 2024, NASA test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams managed to dock Boeing Starliner to the International Space Station. But the capsule had so many problems that NASA ordered the capsule to return to Earth empty, leaving the astronauts stuck on the space station for more than 9 months. Boeing engineers are still working on Starliner's thruster and other issues. Boeing says they are still committed to the Starliner program. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Looks as though the Pentagon may soon cut ties with the Boy Scouts.
According to a report from National Public Radio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth might terminate all connections with Scouting America over its decision to admit homosexuals, transgender children, and girls. A memo quoted by NPR states that the organization, quote, no longer supports the future of American boys. Scouting America has lost vast numbers of scouts and large amounts of funding and support over the radical changes it has made in recent years. Michael Harrington reporting.
The co-creator of the British TV sitcoms Father Ted and the IT Crowd has been officially cleared of harassing a transgender activist on social media. Prosecutors alleged that Gary Linehan, an Irish comedy writer known for his outspoken criticism of trans activism, wrote repeated and abusive texts that were unreasonable. This is SRN News. Firefighters in Hong Kong have found dozens more bodies at a high-rise complex after a massive fire engulfed several of the buildings.
Hong Kong firefighters have found dozens more bodies during an intensive search of a high-rise complex after a massive fire engulfed seven of its eight buildings. Crews prioritized apartments from which they received calls for assistance during...
That is correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. Payouts for teams involved in a popular new college basketball tournament are reaching seven figures now.
The Players Era Championship is offering significant name, image, and likeness compensation to participating college basketball teams. Co-founder Seth Berger says the average payout exceeds $1 million per team for the second-year tournament, which includes 18 men's teams and a new women's bracket. Eight men's teams and three women's teams are ranked in the AP Top 25. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.